Okay, Albert. End of the night, you're dropping me off at home. Show me the magic.
Yeah, you know, I'm really not comfortable with this.
God, Albert, I had such a wonderful time with you.
Yeah, how about the twist next, huh?
Okay. You see what I'm doing? All right, this is a signal, okay? I'm fiddling with my keys, all right? A woman that doesn't want to kiss takes her keys out, puts them in the door, goes in the house. A woman that wants to kiss, she fiddles. I'm fiddling.
Okay, you have a good night now.
You see what I'm doing?
Magic. What the hell was that?
I'm showing you the magic.
No, I said come 90 and then I come 10. You don't go the whole 100.
Welcome to the Not New Movie Review.
Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross Oakes.
And I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses.
Apologize for all the noises. And if you listen to that, the first 5 or 10 seconds of Dead Air, there's an Easter egg in there. So make sure you listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably just cut that out.
No.
Today we watched
Hitch. We actually did watch Hitch today.
Yeah, we
both
did.
Watched it this morning. Yeah. In our continuation of the Will Smith series.
That's right.
We're on to his 2005 romantic comedy, Hitch.
I like it every time I
watch
it.
I can't remember if it was one of his hot... Was it in the top, like the top three best reviewed or...
Give me a second here.
You're not prepared.
You say something real quick.
Will Smith, he's a guy. It's very charming. He did not do a theme song for this movie, which is disappointing.
I would have loved a Hitch.
A Hitch song?
A Hitch song, yeah.
But you can't always get what you want.
This was in the, I want to say top three.
Top three?
Because we got Men in Black, Enemy of the State, Hitch.
Someone's mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
I like mowing my lawn.
Why didn't we do I Am Legend?
Why didn't we do I Am Legend?
I don't know. It's ranked above Hitch, though.
I think we agreed that we wanted to get something that wasn't all like his big blockbusters. We wanted to get a little...
Right.
Because at the end of the day, when it comes to this podcast, we are the gods and you are our loyal followers.
That's true. I'm so sorry if you can hear the mowing.
It's good. It lets them know what time of year it is. Spring has sprung.
But
we're about to hit the best movie season of the year.
Well, it's a perfect time to get out there.
It is.
Go on dates.
It is. Maybe even consult a date doctor.
But before we get to that,
before we
check into our appointment.
Yeah. We have a few Will Smith-related things.
What have you been watching?
Not that much, really. Yeah. Actually, all four of the things that I've watched since we last talked are all Disney movies. So Disney owns...
I sense a little...
Disney owns my ass.
Capitalism...
They're actually paying me because they know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you're wearing a Disney shirt.
I'm actually wearing a Black Panther shirt as well. You know? You're wearing a Disney hat. You know.
Oh, my God, I am.
It's everywhere. I'm looking at BBA right now. And there's Mike.
He's done everything. Bob Iger bought it all.
He did. Pay his workers better. All right, I rewatched Star Wars The Last Jedi with the commentary because I hadn't done that yet. It's incredible. I love it. I went to see Captain Marvel again to show my friend and your brother and great video game
number one
of the
video
world,
game expert
world Captain Marvel
Colin
before
Oaks.
We saw the movie that came after that.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched Avengers Infinity War to prep
for
a little movie that I like to call Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
Which
early screening?
Yeah.
We're recording this in January.
I know. Actually, yeah, this is really far back. I don't know why someone's actually using their...
That guy is a psychopath.
It is a snowblower, actually, which it does ignore because it just chops up the snow and leaves it on the ground in a pile. But Avengers Endgame, which we will get into at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do a discussion, Endgame discussion.
End of podcast, Endgame discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be the Endgame of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which fits because Ross is actually big and purple right now.
That's true.
And there will be spoilers, so if you haven't 100%. Seen, if you haven't seen Endgame, just turn it off after Hitch.
After
Ratatouille.
Yeah, after we finish the whole thing, we're gonna do a
pending.
We're gonna do a complete ending. We'll end the podcast. And then for those of you who wait around, we'll We'll do you a get little, a little end game.
A little after dark, even.
Yes, yeah.
It's 1 in the afternoon.
Is that it?
That's all I watched. Like I said, I was disappointed with myself.
With Endgame?
No, with the amount of movies that I watched since we last talked. I watched
Jeremy didn't like Endgame, so...
No, I loved. I think I liked Endgame more than you did.
That's a false
statement. I think I've been more of a Marvel fan longer than you have.
That's true.
You took a brief hiatus.
That's true, but I...
Because you're like, they aren't real movies.
That's I don't remember saying that.
I'm in film school now.
I don't remember saying that, but...
I only watch Kubrick.
But no, these are real movies because someone made them. I don't know who.
Joe and Anthony Russo, you son of a bitch.
Somehow, I don't think anyone can make a. We'll get into it. So
what have you watched?
Have I? Did I tell you about Star Trek Beyond last time?
No, you left off.
I left off when I Darkness. Left
that day. You were gonna watch Star Trek Beyond.
So I watched Star Trek Beyond.
Why doesn't Justin Lin make more movies?
Because making movies is hard.
It is hard.
And you get enough money to sit for a while.
Yeah, but he's making Fast 9, so...
After that, I watched The Meg.
Yes. Jason Statham punches that shark.
It's shot very well, but Statham's good.
But just answer this question. Does he punch the shark?
Yes, he punches the fucking shark. But I got bored. through parts of it. It was kind of boring.
But here, let me ask you this. Did he punch the shark?
Yes, he punched the shark.
It's not about the journey. It's about the destination.
I think most people say the opposite of that. Then we did a Spider-Man Homecoming rewatch.
Yes.
Then I watched The 40-Year-Old Virgin for the first time.
He's never had sex.
That's true. It was... It's very,
it's a lot of gay jokes, which is not good.
Well, yeah, but as far as, like, Apatow production stuff goes...
Well, it was his first movie.
I don't want to say archaic, but, like, just from where he is now, it seems amateur.
I haven't seen it since I was, like, 14, so I should rewatch it.
Then I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp, rewatched that.
That's a movie.
Then I rewatched Captain Very America charming, Civil
and
War.
Nice movie. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah. I don't think it got enough credit.
No, not at all.
Very nice.
I liked it.
Better than the first Ant-Man.
I don't know.
Way better than the first Ant-Man. I like the first
Ant-Man. I actually don't think so.
It goes so wild on the science stuff.
No, I do. Like, I love
big,
all that.
Small, they're quantum realms.
No, I love that.
Evangeline Lilly is kicking ass.
I think the story was...
You
I think
Lawrence Fishburne.
I think the villain was better in the first one.
Well, there's the thing about Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Tell me.
It doesn't have a villain.
Because it's in San Francisco? The homeless people are the villains?
It doesn't have a villain.
The shit on the street.
That's what I love about it. Is at the end of the day, you find out that the antagonist, they all have the same goal. And they end up being friends.
Then I rewatched.
More movies need to end with friendship.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yes. A movie I will watch eventually. I know you love it.
Then it's a good movie.
Is your love depreciated?
A little bit, a tad. Like, definitely, when I watched it as a teenager, I was like, oh, I relate to this a lot.
I'm a wallflower, too.
Yeah, but now I watch it, and I'm like, fucking grow up.
That's how a lot of coming-of-age movies go.
Yeah.
Except for Superbad.
Super 8?
Superbad. You watch Superbad now, and you're like, that was me.
Then I rewatched Avengers Infinity War.
For what?
Well, the Captain Marvel came out recently.
So you wanted to figure out what the end credits sting was
right,
about.
Right. And then I watched Avengers Endgame.
Tiny little movie that came out last week.
Yeah, it's already made over a billion dollars.
So much fucking money.
It's only been four days.
Can you imagine? Anyone involved with that movie could probably retire now.
Yes.
That's so much money.
So now, I mean...
I don't think I'll ever even be able to look at $1 billion in my life.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
Would $1 billion fit in this room? That was a dumb question, probably. You could probably fit box in the corner.
I don't know. I really don't know.
$1 billion in ones.
No.
No?
No, definitely not. It would have to be... I assume at that level, they make $1,000 bills.
You would think.
Or $500 bills.
Just like, you just need to make this easier on me.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, it's all in a bank account.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe Disney has a vault where they keep it.
They keep the old movies.
Yeah,
and
they
money.
Don't. Yeah, yeah. Where's the Little Mermaid?
Just throwing $100 bills aside, like Scrooge McDuck. They dive in.
So that's. I mean, that's it. Nothing really. Oh, and then you know, Hitch. This morning.
Hitch, yeah.
I watched Hitch.
There's been some cool TV since we've been gone.
What do we got?
2 episodes of Game of Thrones that were actually good.
Yeah. I thought the last one was kind of underwhelming.
I think it had...
It had some really cool parts.
Great moments. Yeah. And that's all I care about.
Yeah. And my favorite, that shouldn't be all you care about. It's a TV show. You should care about the whole thing, but...
And my... Hold on.
I thought it was a little underwhelming. I think more important people could have died.
And my favorite character got to kick ass.
Of course. Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's all I care about.
I know. No,
did you watch Barry yet?
I'm one behind. Like, I didn't watch this week. I watched... Like, instead of this week's, I watched last week's.
So you just fucking wait.
Okay.
Bill Hader directed it.
Oh.
It's good.
Nice.
All right. That's enough television. Television's for losers.
That's the non-new movies. TV review.
Yeah, we talk about movies. Television's a dying medium. It's going to die in at least 5 years.
Before we go see the Love Doctor, or the Day Doctor, the Day I guess. Doctor. I like Love Doctor sounds better, though.
Well, he's a Love Doctor.
Yeah.
He wants you to fall in love.
Before we go see the Love Doctor, let's see what he's been up to in the real world.
Will Smith.
Yeah. So he's very active on Instagram. His last Instagram post... was 19 hours ago, but it's an ad for Aladdin. So I'm not even gonna
that I did not realize came out in May. I was positive it was like a July movie.
Oh really?
Until someone Fandango sent me an email that said get your Aladdin tickets now, and I was like, really, for July? Then I was like, hold on, comes out in 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow. He loves to post memes. He's a meme lord.
A meme god? I don't know what the kids are calling it.
But so I'm going to skip over the memes, yes. too. This one is him hanging out with his family. So
loves his family.
We're going to watch this one here.
Okay, yeah.
I get on the plane, they have the recycled air, and it's
just recycled
air on the plane, major legs. Okay. There's lotion. No, right.
I think this is behind the scenes of Coachella.
Pull that up in this video.
Because Will Smith surprised Jaden Smith on stage at Coachella.
You remember the section on lotion?
Yeah.
You remember that? Now I'm practicing the lotion wizard.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know what's happening.
You can't travel with the big coconut oil. They don't have travel-sized coconut oil. And then I have to get to the spot. And then I have to go to Whole Foods. I gotta get the coconut oil.
As a parent, you learn to accept your...
Okay. So, I mean, there's lots of editing in his Instagram videos.
It's a lot less pure than The Rock's. So The Rock,
right.
He'd just put the camera... He'd hold the camera and be like, I'm eating peanut butter pancakes.
No, this is like someone's filming
him. He hires someone to run his Instagram, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think...
There's some personal ones where, like, he's got the camera.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of ones where...
I think in terms of, like... I think he has someone filming him, and then they cut... Maybe it's from, like, his YouTube videos or whatever, but maybe they cut portions of it out and stick it up on Instagram.
If we're comparing Instagram skills so far, The Rock's ahead.
The Rock's more personal.
It's so pure.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely. The Rock doesn't need a...
He doesn't need an editor.
A crew, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, is it time for our appointment? What time is it?
Oh, do we not...
It's about 1:10.
Trying to think of a joke. Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to watch it, or do we just want to discuss it real quick? Because I really don't want to watch that trailer again.
Why?
I don't think it was very good.
Okay. Will Smith is sent to assassinate Will Smith.
But the thing is, it sounds like it should be a home run. It's Ang Lee.
The trailer's just not good.
It could end up being good. But
the trailer is,
because you have Ang Lee, acclaimed director,
yeah,
teaming up with Will Smith, acclaimed movie star, mm-hmm. a cool sounding premise, even though if it's literally Looper, like
true, but you know, it's like instead of
there's probably like a different twist to it.
Yeah, but like even Looper was kind of cool because they played with aging and he looked like it was a different, it was a completely different actor.
That is true. Great Bruce Willis performance.
Oh my god, yeah,
he's so good.
Maybe we'll get there someday.
He kills a child in that movie.
I forget.
Bruce Willis would be a good guy to cover, but yes, all right. But it is a terrible trailer, and I hope the movie's better.
But that is that
we're
is
not going to subject you.
That is Will Smith news.
Yes, that's so. His October film.
Yeah.
His film before that is Aladdin.
So do we?
Chaos reigns.
Do we go for? Do we check in? We
check into our appointment. Yeah.
Okay.
Hitch.
I don't know if you guys are allowed to come. It's by referral only.
Oh yeah, the little black, which they never explain, which is fine with me.
They don't explain a couple things. They don't explain how he started.
They explain why he started.
Yes.
They don't explain how.
They don't explain how much he charges.
That is true. He has a nice apartment
in New York City.
And yeah,
like the biggest apartment.
It's got all the high for 2005. It has some high tech shit in it.
And I thought, I thought I saw some stairs. Was there stairs in there?
No, he's an elevator that leads right into his apartment.
Right. It's one of those.
The guy has to lead him up.
Right.
He tells him to stop calling him Poppy.
Right. Right. So this movie.
Did you see this film in theaters?
No.
You did not have your...
No.
Your...
But I remember when it was coming out, because I remember the trailer.
I remember seeing the trailer tons of times.
Where Kevin James goes to kiss him.
And he's like, he's slaying.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
Yeah,
I saw
yeah.
that trailer so many times. Before other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I used to watch a lot of, like, early 2000s comedies on DVD. And they'd play the Hitch trailer.
Yeah.
A lot.
2005, directed by Andy Tennant.
Name I had never heard before in my life.
The only other notable thing was, I think it was a Matthew McConaughey movie. I forget, but...
Is it Fool's Gold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before the McConaughey.
Right. That was during his romantic comedy run.
Yeah. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Fool's That's a Gold. Classic, though.
Never seen it.
It is. It's a classic.
Maybe we'll get there.
It's kind of similar to Hitch, to be honest with you.
Is he a date doctor?
No, but
he... a Southern drawl?
No, but it's more like...
Then it's not similar to Hitch.
No, but it's more like they have like a bet or something.
Oh.
And...
That always goes well.
And then, you know, they get together and then she finds out about the bet.
See, I can never.
Or watch, he, I think it's. The, I think it's. I think he finds out about.
I can never watch a movie with that twist again after not another teen movie because there's.
And then the girl, who I think is Blake Lively.
I gotta watch it now.
Works at a magazine.
And she's dating company. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, but that she's age, writing a piece.
That age difference disturbs me.
But she's writing a piece about it, like it's like a.
So she's the Eva Mendes.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And it's a classic.
I probably won't watch it.
This movie, apparently the date doctor or the love doctor date. I don't know what do we want to call him.
He's called. What are they?
They call him the consultant.
The consultant.
I guess. Yeah. The consultant needed about $70 million to make this movie.
Adjusted for inflation, I don't know what that is.
$1 billion.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Yeah, Hitch making $1 billion in 2005.
Well, so far,
yeah,
in 2019, it's made 368.
That's fucking good.
I'd say so.
Why don't they make a Hitch 2?
All right. Well, it ended, you know.
It did end pretty.
They tied up the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you never know.
Had you seen this before? Yes.
I had not.
I have seen this movie twice before. This is my third time seeing it. I like this movie too.
It's charming.
It's very charming.
You warned me that there was outdated humor, but I didn't think it was as nearly as bad as other movies. Like
right.
Outdated jokes can
right.
be.
Like,
I think it actually...
I don't even remember cringing at any
no.
of them.
I think like the times... There's a lot of movies that have like older comedies that have gay panic where it's like mm-hmm. two dudes like when like... homosexual stuff happens to them, they act like oh, but even like the kiss scene,
the kiss was just
he
like,
doesn't it's more like yeah why'd you do that
yeah
like,
yeah
oh, dude kissed a dude it's more
yeah.
like why'd you kiss me like that, I told you to go half 90 I go
yeah 10. Yeah
so
oh man
so that was pleasantly surprising, you know?
Would you, do you think these principles that he comes up with
not can, at all
they don't work.
I don't know if a date doctor could get me a date. Well, the thing is, my problem, here's the thing. I think it's not, he's not like training them to be pickup artists in a way, because
no, to make it clear, the consultant does not do hookups.
Yes. He wants you to fall in love.
Yes. He is strictly.
My only complaint is that, which he learns in the end with Kevin James, though, is that he's almost telling you to not be yourself to meet someone.
That's the underlying lesson.
The twist is Kevin James is himself, and that's why the Allegra Cole loves him.
Right. But he did get her to... A woman
named
her
after an allergy medicine.
No, actually, I have a fact about that.
Oh, okay.
He did get her to notice him.
That's true.
And that she even says that she probably wouldn't have.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But I wonder how he handles failure. Like, what if the woman just completely shuts them down? Does he keep having them try?
Well, from what the movie... apparently, he has connections all over the city. Okay. Everyone's pulling favors for him all the time. So it makes me seem like he has a very low failure rate. Like, he...
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Like even when the whole, like, the his... he gets exposed, you know? And then the woman on the street... that just happens to be outside of his apartment. It's like, do you know him? Like her husband or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'll see you later, Tony.
Yeah, that's a good one. does he offer refunds? Like, does he have like a guarantee?
Oh, that's actually a good point.
I want to get into the business.
The business side of it, right. Because so far, it just seems like he hit the lottery one day and is just doing this because he wants to.
He does put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
That does seem a lot pretty stressful to have to like literally engineer a romance.
Well, I think some of the stuff actually checks out, to be honest with you. Like the listening. You gotta listen and react. You gotta listen and react.
Oh, I can relate to this movie
right.
The sad sax in this movie, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, you don't have to worry about it anymore, but it's tough for me, you know?
That's why we're talking to him. You know, we're doing this appointment.
I wish I could consult him, you know?
And he's so charming.
I would date him.
The part where he went up to Eva Mendez.
Oh, and saved her from that guy.
And then just walked away. I was like, I could fuck him right now.
I would go home with him if he did that to me.
Because he leaves you wanting more.
Is this the most charming Will Smith has ever been?
Yes.
I think this is peak charming Will Smith. He's been better in other movies, but this is peak. You understand why America loves Will Smith.
Well, I understand why people want to go to bed with him for sure.
100%.
Yeah. I love the opening monologue.
It's good.
It's whenever so good.
He talks
good.
To the screen, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I also love the fact in... did he have a goatee in Wild Wild West? I think so.
I want to say he did.
But
I'm trying to think of what movies he doesn't have a goatee.
Well, in Men in Black,
he doesn't
just
have
a mustache.
Just a mustache. We should be keeping track of this.
We should. But the...
it looks weird without a mustache.
Without the mustache? Yeah. Like clean shaven?
Yeah.
Gemini Man?
Yeah. But that is also digitally de-aged, which...
Yeah.
That compared to like... recent did like you compare the Will Smith and Gemini Man trailer de-aging to the Sam Jackson and Captain Marvel de-aging and it's like they didn't even have to de-age Will Smith that far.
Whereas, but I don't think the de-aging in Captain Marvel was crazy either,
but it's so good. Sam Jackson still does look good for his age though. It does help. But so does Will Smith.
I think all de-aging could really is just smoothing out the face, like getting rid of the wrinkles. I mean,
yeah, and I'm still not entirely 100% in on de-aging as the only way to cast older actors is their younger
self. Right. Yeah,
there's a certain charm to like casting a younger actor, like Josh Brolin in Men in Black 3.
Yes,
but I think Marvel has made the de-aging work pretty well so far.
Yeah, I think what they shouldn't have done was do it to Carrie Fisher or whatever.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was CGI, right?
That wasn't even Carrie Fisher at all. That was another woman. Well, that's a bagel bite. You like that? Welcome to Bagel ASMR. Back to Hitch. What's this movie about?
Anyway, I wouldn't know what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Was that in Men in Black?
Uh-huh.
He only has a mustache.
Correct.
Wild Wild West. I think he has a...
Dirty as fuck.
kind of a thick goatee.
What about Enemy of the State? Is he clean shaven in Enemy of the State?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
But in this anyway, very thin goatee.
He's looking nice.
Yeah, he's looking nice. He looks like what? Like if Cologne came to life, he looks like the human version of Cologne. You know what I mean?
That's a good comparison. Mm-hmm. I feel like he smells nice too.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. So anyway,
I wonder if he's ever consulted a man and the man's fallen in love with him.
All the time. But for the people at home who have not seen Hitch, could you please give us a brief synopsis?
Will Smith is a man known as the date doctor, the date consultant, the love doctor, the love witch, whatever you want to call him. He helps men go on dates with women successfully to fall in love, maybe marry. That's he makes a profit off of this, which
is we don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Is it 200 a day, an hour?
Yeah, is it per hour? Is it per like session?
That's true. Yeah. He only promises 3 dates.
How
is it per date?
Here's the thing. I think he's so confident in his abilities that he doesn't make you pay until the end of it when you know that you've got the girl.
That's pretty ballsy.
I think he knows that his success rate is so high.
But I just thought of this. It could be $1,000. No, that's way too much. No. No, it could be, let's say it could be $200 per date.
People aren't even willing to pay for dating sites. They're not going to pay a random man $1,000 a day.
No, I'm saying it might be $200 per date.
Per date.
So $600.
That makes sense.
And you get the 3-date package.
All right.
Where he trains you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get that. All right, so but the thing is, with the date doctor, something Hitchinson, forgot his first name, Hitch, as they call him, he hasn't found a love of his own.
Because
he's afraid to love. He says, what does he say? What if I take the jump and I can't fly and I fall like a rock or some shit? It's beautiful when he says it. Mm-hmm. So he meets up with Eva Mendes, a journalist, a woman he's never, unlike anything he's ever met before. Concurrently, he's trying to help Kevin James, a sad sack accountant, fall in love with the heiress to an allergy medicine company.
And as all good movies do...
I only say allergy medicine company because her name is Allegra. Mm-hmm.
As all good writers do, the stories intertwine.
They do. I actually had a fucking mind-blowing moment. Where there's a moment early on where Eva Green's talking to her. She's talking to her southern girl, the southern accent, and like blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I was shopping for lingerie. Mm-hmm. And then Hitch is talking to that scumbag guy. And he's like, I met this lady with a southern drawl shopping for lingerie. I didn't put it together until later on. The friend is like, oh, he broke up with me. And he's like, oh, the lingerie guy. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, right?
It's the same person.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is good screenwriting.
Yeah.
What does IMDb say? Or Wikipedia, or whatever the fuck
you Letterboxd.
Oh. I've been using Letterboxd more than IMDb for a lot of things.
Yes, me too.
Because I like being able to see what other people I know thought.
Yeah. The cure for the common man.
That's a good tagline.
That is a good tagline. That's a good tagline. Dating coach Alex Hitchens mentors a bumbling client, Albert, who hopes to win the heart of the glamorous Allegra Cole. While Albert makes progress, Hitch faces his own romantic setbacks when proven techniques fail to work on Sarah Melis, a tabloid reporter digging for dirt on Allegra Cole's love life. When Sarah discovers Hitch's connection to Albert, now Allegra's boyfriend, it threatens to destroy both relationships.
Gives her like the whole movie.
Yeah, that is it, yeah.
You can tell this movie is successful because it made me root for a fat schlub like Kevin James to get with an heiress.
Yeah.
Like early on, I was kind of like, this is that trope where like the fat goofy guy gets the beautiful woman. And by the end, I was like, they deserve each other.
Some part of me still thinks that they did not work out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's definitely shooting high above
his target. You know what I mean? I don't think they showed enough of her being as gross as, as clumsy as.
Oh yeah, because you know? She's like, but then that also gets into, like the idea of like these like beautiful celebrities that they're so self-conscious and they feel like they're these like goofy slobs,
mm-hmm.
and like that they don't have anyone to relate to because everyone, it almost makes their self-esteem worse that everyone thinks they're perfect,
right?
But in reality they know that they're clumsy and stuff,
right?
So maybe that adds to it. She was with someone,
yeah,
who was willing to be, who was clumsy with her, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know.
Yeah,
is this the best Kevin James has ever been in a movie?
I don't know any others. What other movies?
That's, I'm trying to think of
Grown Ups? I've never seen it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think that's the only other Kevin James movie I've seen.
Let's head over to Russ's IMDb trivia corner.
Kevin James, a guy who is very rarely makes good movies, but mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to dislike him because he seems like such a nice guy.
True.
He seems so nice. Like, I would love to hang out with Kevin James. I just don't want to watch his shitty movies.
Yeah.
King of Queens was kind of a funny show, though.
Speaking of King of Queens.
Yes.
Will Smith suggested Kevin James for the role of Albert. Smith was a fan of King of Queens.
It's beautiful.
Which wasn't... That was the one with the Scientology...
Oh, yeah. That's the... Yeah, what's her name?
You know. Yeah, you know.
She was deep in the church at that point.
Yeah, and then they had the redhead girl.
It also had what, Ben Stiller's dad on it. You'd know him if you saw him.
As the grandpa?
As the dad, as the wife's dad.
Wife, yes. And then
he was as Patton Oswalt was on it.
Yep, and then they
did an Everybody Loves Raymond crossover at one point.
No way.
Yeah.
It was
back when sitcoms used to do that. At one point Ray Romano was hanging out with
Wow.
That was great.
How long did that go for?
It was on quite a while. I used to watch the reruns all the time.
Wow, yeah, I guess it does say 1998.
Now he has another sitcom called, like, Kevin Can Wait or something.
Yeah. No, who's the other guy that's in a ton of stuff? He was in Superbad.
He was in King of Queens?
Yeah, he was the uncle. He's
Patton Oswalt.
No. The guy from Pineapple Express.
We gotta check this.
He was Craig Robinson's side guy in Pineapples. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he's on King of Queens.
He's like the uncle. Yeah,
that guy's great.
Yeah,
I love that
guy. He was a main character.
Wow. Do I need to rewatch all of King of Queens?
I think I do too. Thanks to Will Smith.
I know a lot of these people.
Good suggestion. Who do we got?
Wow. I don't know if you'd know him, but you know their faces. That guy. You seen that guy? That guy and stuff, right?
No, I don't know that guy. Okay. I might have seen him on the street.
On the street, just casually walked by Gary Valentine. All right, maybe we've gone on too far into King of Queens.
All right.
But anyways, that's what happens when you get a good trivia fact, though, you know?
Kevin James made up all the dance moves for the scene where Albert is dancing in Hitch's apartment.
That was another big trailer moment.
Yes.
Where he'd do that, he'd be like, do that again.
Yeah. Should we watch the trailer?
You want to see how many bits we're
watching
at the very end?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the Allegra Cole.
Yes.
I didn't save this fact, but I read it, so I remember it. I believe it was in Vogue, the Vogue magazine, did a piece on a fake actress named Allegra Coleman. And they did a whole like, she's the next big whatever. So Vogue did this whole thing, and then
Is it tied in with the movie?
No.
Oh, this is just another separate thing.
Okay. Yeah, but it's what she's named. It was like her name is derivative of that. But I guess it was this fake actress that they made, and then Vogue was getting a bunch of calls that were like, "Who's her agent? Like, I want to book her and things," you know. And you know,
that's kind of funny.
She's fake.
I'm still gonna pretend she's named after allergy medicine.
Sure. Yeah.
I kept thinking she was Rebecca Romaine Stamos for a couple of times. I don't know if you remember what she is. She's not. I don't think she's Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
The one with the college scandal?
No. Oh. That's Lori Loughlin.
Oh.
Do you hear how cocky she was? Where she pled not guilty because she didn't think that they would charge her because she's famous.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and then she got like twice the charges.
Mm.
But anyways. No, I'm thinking
married to John Stamos, you're saying?
She's not married to. She was just married to Jesse on Full House.
Oh.
She's married to John Stamos on Full House.
Really?
Yeah, they're not married in real life, I don't believe.
I thought that was a hidden camera show.
They just put the camera in. Yeah. If it was a hidden camera show, you would have heard Bob Saget say a lot more. Danny Tanner.
Was there anything you didn't like about
this
movie?
Danny Tanner's a fuckboy.
I guess.
He likes everything clean and shit. Oh, he's sad his wife died. He's got a big house in San Francisco.
He does have a fucking huge house in San Francisco.
Oh, poor me. I got a big house and a family that loves me. Oh, fuck yourself, Danny Tanner. Uncle Joey's where it's at.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. That's
all right. Anything I didn't like about this movie? Actually,
it out. Remember that?
Oh, did he? Yeah. Jesus.
That's Uncle Joey.
Oh, it's Uncle Joey. Sorry.
You said you're fucking Uncle Joey fan.
It's all blending together. Uh-huh. My glasses are dirty. I got McDonald's in my tummy. Anything I did. One of the scenes that weirdly did not work for me at all is when he's recovering from his Benadryl thing. He's laying on the couch.
And she's talking about her sister.
Yeah, that did not work for me. Even though I love Eva Mendes.
So
she's great in this.
I think I couldn't like... I think I missed a couple words. But was she saying that her sister died?
No, she almost died.
Her sister almost died.
Oh, she like fell in the ice.
Her sister?
Her sister fell in the ice while they're ice skating.
All right.
It's kind of the most random thing to bring up. I forgot what even... Oh, because he says, like, do you have any siblings? And she's like...
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it sounds like you're hesitant, like you love her. And she's like, well, she almost died one.
Yeah.
They could call,
but haven't we all... We've all almost died.
Well, I almost drowned one. tell everybody.
Yeah, get fucking...
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. I think the scene right before where he's drinking Benadryl like it's a juice box.
Yeah, I don't know if that's okay.
That is not okay.
I don't know.
That would knock you the fuck out. I don't think you can overdose on it, but it would knock you. Well, if you drink like 6 bottles of Benadryl.
I guess. I don't think I've ever had Benadryl.
I have. It's very good for allergies.
Wow. They just sell it on the shelf like that?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of messed up drugs on the shelf.
Because classic Will Smith moment. When he looks in the mirror and his face is all...
That from the trailer.
And he goes, oh!
Allergic to shelf. And everybody kicks her in the face on the jet ski.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Good times. Anything you don't like about this movie?
I would have to agree that scene is not as strong as they want it to be.
Yeah. It's not as good as the later, more dramatic scenes.
Yeah. And then I think like... The very end when he goes to her apartment and to wrap everything up and everything, that seems a little rushed to me.
I like the twist
that they have
with the guy.
Yeah. But it's also like, I mean, he is like so in his head at this point because he doesn't think anything that he's been doing has
any effect at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I don't know. I think that, you know, the whole like car thing and everything, I just think it was really rushed.
Actually, for me, it feels really drawn out. I feel like they didn't need to do the car thing at all. They could have just had, like, her sister and his husband in the apartment. Like, first, just the husband shows up to be like, what's going on? And then he assumes it's that she's dating him.
Mm.
And then after they have their whole thing, he notices that the sister's in the background. And then it's like, I love you. Although, there is the moment she just, like, throws him off the car and she checks on him. But
yeah, and then, that part's weird, too, because... It is a random woman that we've never seen before go, hey, what's going on? And I was like, who is this? And then she's like, this is my sister. And I was like, what?
The movie immediately sets her up to be important.
So yeah. I don't know. What do you give it?
Oh, I haven't rated it on Letterboxd yet, but...
I give it 4 stars.
I'll give it a 3 stars.
Mm.
So that's solid for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe 3.5 if I'm feeling spicy.
You recommend it?
Oh, yeah. This is a fun movie.
Yeah, you think it holds up from 2005?
I think it does.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it's a fun movie. I think it's great. We haven't talked about Will Smith specifically in this movie that much other than his goatee and his charm and how much we want to fuck him, but...
Right.
He is very good in this movie. He is extraordinary in this movie.
Yeah,
He is so charming. It makes me wish he would, instead of just trying to bank on so many of the blockbusters still, as much as I like Blockbuster Willie,
right.
I wish he would make another like romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Why don't him and Jada do a romantic comedy?
It's a good point.
Although the last time he forced his child to be in a movie with him, it didn't end up well, which you will hear all about.
I don't know if it was forced.
Oh, Did you listen to the Blank Check episode on After Earth where they go into it?
No.
It was like the relationship was so bad at that point that I think
Jaden, him and his son?
That Jaden tried to like legally like have himself, you know, the thing that kids can do where they like,
yeah, emancipation.
Emancipation, like it was pretty rough.
I'm trying to see.
Eva Mendes, so good in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I love Eva Mendes.
I'm trying to see what awards it was nominated for. What are you laughing at? What?
Yeah. Academy Awards?
No.
What's like, it's going to be like the Boston's recognition for best hairstyling.
No, but there's some BET awards here.
Oh, that's okay.
BET Comedy Awards. Outstanding theatrical film.
Did it win?
No. Oh, it was nominated.
What won?
Those are not on there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, but Will Smith nominated for Best Actor BET Awards.
Did he win?
No.
Oh. Wow.
I think he is one of the most snubbed actors in Hollywood.
When it comes to awards. Academy Awards?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's won any Golden Globes, but he's been nominated for Oscars and hasn't won any.
No, I think so.
But no one cares if he won a Golden Globe.
I think they still do, though.
It's exciting.
That's the second.
But it's not
that's as second like, best.
It's not as. But you never. Well, you do see before movies, they'll be like Golden Globe winner.
Yeah. Oh my God. Nominated for 2 Oscars.
Yeah, he was nominated for.
Let me see here.
Pursuit of Happiness and Legend of Bagger Vance.
Oh no. It's a biopic.
Oh, Ali.
Another bio. Yeah, there we go.
Movie I can't wait to watch.
So yeah, he's nominated for those. Golden Globes, he nominated for Best Actor for Concussion.
Oh.
Tell the truth.
Tell me the truth.
Nominated for Pursuit of Happiness. Didn't win the Globe, but won the Oscar.
Oh, God. He won the Globe for Pursuit.
No, he was just nominated for both.
Oh.
Sorry. Also nominated for Ali. That's what I'm saying. He's the most snubbed.
Well, I think there's way more snub than him.
Really?
Tom Cruise hasn't won.
Yeah, but Will Smith is like actively he's doing like hard dramas.
So did Tom Cruise for most of his life.
Top Gun is not a drama. I keep telling you that. I
mean, it's pretty close to a drama.
It's pretty good though. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was nominated
for an Emmy?
Yeah, best Golden Globe.
Oh.
Best performance by an actor twice.
You should watch that show.
Twice.
I've seen like random episodes, but I should like watch it from start to finish.
I'm not sure what the ASCAP Film and Television Music Awards are.
Is it the NAACP?
No.
I don't know.
That's it, but he won.
He won. He's got an award under his belt.
He won 3 times. For nothing, well, not nothing, but he won not for his acting ability,
his music,
but for his music ability. Yeah. He won for, he won for the song Wild Wild West.
All right.
He won for the song Men in Black.
Hell yeah.
And then he won for the song
Getting Jiggy with It,
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's fine. It's a good song. I never listened to it, but,
The Saturn Awards. You know,
oh yeah, they're like those? The genre ones.
Yeah. He's been nominated for Best Actor for Hancock.
I Am Legend, probably.
I Am Legend. Legend of Bagger Vance, Men in Black, and Independence Day.
You know, I'm kind of sad that we're not talking about I Am Legend and Independence Day because he's so good in those movies.
He is, yeah.
But it doesn't fit into our narrative.
Yeah. He has won the African American Film Critics Award for Best Actor, Concussion.
Movie I haven't seen.
Yeah. Which, I mean,
I'm wondering if we should have chose that over Collateral Beauty, but...
Oh, more BET Awards. Here we go. Wow.
Look at it.
Best Actor for Hancock, 7 Pounds, Pursuit of Happiness, nominated for I, Robot.
Oh, another good... Oh, my God.
Shark Tale.
Oh, I forgot
that. Hitch. And Ali. Oh, he won for Ali, though. He was only nominated
He's so good. Oh, he has so many cool movies.
That's what I'm saying.
I Am Robot, or I, Robot.
I Am Robot.
I Am Robot.
Yeah.
Fucking I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Independence. I fucking love Will Smith.
Yeah, he's so good.
God, I hope Gemini Man rules. I have nothing to say about Aladdin. I hope Bad Boys for Life rules.
Well, we gotta watch Aladdin.
I know we have to.
We gotta watch Aladdin. So know that that's coming.
Yeah. Should we? I guess we can talk about it afterwards. I was saying positioning. Should we go see it when it comes out and record the episode then? But then just
Gemini Man.
What did you do that too?
What did you say?
I didn't Aladdin. I should say, should we see Aladdin when it comes out, record the episode, but then release it after the last movie so we can keep the chronological thing going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, right. Yeah. This is, what am I looking up here? Hitch trailer.
Oh, yeah, Hitch trailer.
Hitch trailer.
Yeah, so we can see, this is more of like a nostalgia trip for us.
Yeah.
I say it's Sony Pictures Entertainment. Seems like the one.
All right.
Click on it.
Let me make sure my...
See if this brings back any memories.
All right.
Here, Tate Doctor, Alex Hitchens. Oh, I remember this.
Not in the movie.
This is just trailer stuff. I remember this.
Excuse me. By asking if it was dire, she took it as you trying to imply that you thought...
I remember all of this.
Get a red rose, get a regular coke, tell her she's everything you never knew you always wanted. Any problems, give me a call.
I remember all of this.
Okay.
I have a...
Absolutely.
I was told you were the guy that helps guys like me.
Nobody's perfect.
That's pathetic.
Pathetic? But one man.
My name is Alex Hitchens. Call me Hitch.
Can help you.
It's a very good-looking movie. You can tell it, like, I don't know, the visual style of it's very good. It just looks nice.
Yes,
I do. Remember that bit? Oh, Jesus.
Elbows, 6 inches from the waist.
Little John.
This is home. You see somebody you know, I don't want none of this. Don't bite your lip. Stop biting your lip.
Okay, see, now that's where I need to be learning. In the club with my homies,
trying to down in the Usher, please.
Don't ever do that again.
He can teach you the rules.
It's really necessary.
Have you seen your back?
It's a good
the
song.
The guy with all the answers.
Whenever I'm around, I just can't get my stuff right.
Remember that?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
We'll have some questions of his own.
Is it me or is it just a little itchy in here?
There we go.
Wow, are you okay?
Well, I know what's happening.
You think that I'm in a stressful state because I'm trying to make a good impression?
No, I remember this from the trailer, from seeing it all the time.
Will Smith.
It is not that serious.
Hitch, the cure for the common man.
Oh, it's like a subtitle.
Yeah. We'll tell them everything that they need to know. The secret is to go 90% of the way and hold. Show me the magic. Show me the magic.
What the hell was that?
I'm showing you the magic.
No, I said come 90, then I come 10. You don't go to whole 100. You overzealous son of a...
That was just like a memory for me. Like, I just watched the memory. I've seen that trailer so many times before, like, the Anger Management DVD.
Yeah, yeah. The beginning part, not in the movie.
Not in the movie.
But it did explain that he seems to just watch
people
and then...
Good way to get clientele.
And then just go up and give his card.
Although in New York, a lot of people might not take well to. You just probably be like, hey, this is why you just got dumped. And they'd be like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, but if he looks as good and smells as good as That's Will Smith and fucks as good as Will Smith...
Well, he probably fucks hard.
You're,
well, not hard.
You're gonna
not
listen
hard,
to
not
him.
Not good.
If you're in some dumb basketball t-shirt and Will Smith comes up to you in a dressing really
probably
nice.
It's probably a gentle lover.
So, I mean, that's...
Caress you.
That's Hitch.
That's Hitch.
And this has been the Nonary Movie Review.
Hitch is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got questions to answer.
Yeah, we do.
We got to... I don't want to open IMDb. That's not where the questions are. It just makes me ask a lot of questions. Is this a good movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Is Will Smith good in this movie?
Yes.
Indubitably.
Yeah, indubitably.
Whatever the fucking word is, yes.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Was this a good movie for Will Smith? He's at his peak. I think this just adds to the Will Smith charm.
I don't think this...
He was still in the middle of his home run streak.
Yeah, he was.
Right before this is I Am Robot. Right after this is Pursuit of Happiness and I Am Legend.
Right. I think. I don't see See, I don't really know. I don't see how it brings him down any, but I also don't see how it raises him up.
I think it's just like,
but I think it's another thing he can.
I think it's just help keep his streak alive.
Yeah,
where it's almost like, but dude, people are like, it was like a reminder at the time of why you love Will Smith.
But I think it's a good resume movie. Like, oh, yeah. If he wants to do a romantic comedy,
yeah, see,
like, he
look has how charming this, I was.
Yeah, yeah. Look how fuckable I was. Oh. Look how good I smelled.
Did you get that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Look what? At how good I smell.
I mean, look at him. You say he smells fantastic. I don't know.
That'd be like, listen to how good this tastes. did you get jiggy with Will Smith in this movie?
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah, he was dancing.
Oh god, his dance moves.
Kevin James dance just the moves? Side to side thing. I can't even do it as good as he did. Oh,
that
snap
that he does.
Yeah.
Well, he invented the only dance that I will openly do in public, which is getting jiggy with it.
Oh yeah.
No 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 no.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know.
So yeah. How would Remy the Ratatouille fit in a date doctor situation?
So
Remy doesn't have a love interest.
No, no, but we've been to the Wild West.
Yeah. Remy's hung out with aliens.
We've been in the same city before.
Yes. We've been in New York, yeah.
So I think Remy comes there in Men in Black, you know, starts up his own restaurant.
So you're saying that Men in Black Will Smith and Hitch Will Smith, they both exist?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he got neuralized in Men in Black, and then this is now what he does.
He's a date doctor.
Right. Right. So I think Remy, at this point, his restaurant is established.
In New York City. He runs a bodega.
Maybe.
Is that a restaurant?
No, not a bodega. That's like a 7-Eleven.
Oh.
I think in 2005, you know, some big players, Gordon Ramsay. I think he was the brain behind
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's
restaurant.
He was in
restaurant. Gordon Ramsay's chef
house. Yes.
That makes sense.
So Gordon Ramsay was birthed out of Remy.
And actually, and then Alex Hitchinson is so good at his job.
Yeah.
That he branches off into animal dates.
I guess. I mean, I was just gonna say that that Remy was running the, you know, the food thing that they went to, and he poisoned Will Smith.
Oh, he knew that Will Smith didn't like shit. What if he had a bad? If we're connecting it to Men in Black, still, what if Remy had a bad experience with Will Smith when he was still Agent J?
Right.
And he wanted to get back at him.
Right.
He's like, look at this son of a gun.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I know. I remember him talking about how he's allergic to shellfish. Take him these free samples.
Right.
Reduced in orange sauce or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's his only role. You don't think he finds love?
No, Remy. No.
Then Remy's gonna die alone in his 3-year rat lifespan.
Well, so far he's living pretty long.
Let him know. Well, I actually understand why you're so against Remy finding love, because you openly admitted once you thought he was a sexy rat.
I mean, as far as rats go,
I think a small rat's sexy.
Not a bad looking rat. Right.
That's the end of the Hitch talk.
Okay.
Once again, Roz has talked about fucking a rat. And Will Smith.
Check us out on patreon.com/notnewmovie, twitter.com/notnewmovie.
Draw fan art of Will Smith as a sexy rat.
That's it.
Or Will Smith in a sexy position holding a rat.
So I say if you want to bow out right now, you probably should.
If you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, well, honestly, you might not have been able to get tickets because it is sold out like ridiculously. But then also they're playing it like 5 million times a day.
Yeah.
So you have no excuse.
We're going to talk about Endgame in 3, 2. Okay, now we're in the Endgame.
The not
we're
new Endgame podcast.
We're in the Endgame now.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
It's a great movie. Here's the thing. I think it's more than just a movie. Even though it's a great movie, it's an event. And I don't think we'll see an event like this replicated. I can't think of the next time ever. Not even Star Wars movies live up to this.
That's true.
Even though Star Wars movies, like, I get the same amount of excitement leading up to, like, the Star Wars movies. But, like, in terms of, like, execution, and this has 11 years of storytelling built up to it. And it's never once faltered. Like, it's never... People might say, like, oh, this movie's bad. But in terms of, like, success, there's never been a Marvel movie that didn't make a shit ton of money.
True.
Yeah. So this might be the most... I think it is the most profitable franchise on Earth at this point.
Yes.
So...
Well,
And I don't think even Marvel can replicate this event again. Because I don't know what the next few phases are going to be. But I don't see them building up to, like, big Avengers movies again like this.
And you know, I think they know that. And I think...
I think what they know now is that they can truly just go wild.
Well, I think they're going to try something. Because I don't think they even knew that they were going to go the Infinity Saga route until... Maybe the first Avengers, when they introduced...
Maybe Thanos at the end.
Yeah. Well,
in an interview with... what's his name? Chris Evans. He said that Kevin Feige laid out Captain America's arc from first Avengers to Infinity War to him. Like a brief outline.
Right, right.
But they still... So many things probably changed.
But in terms of like Iron Man 2, Hulk... Like I'm sure they didn't even think about it at that point.
Oh, no.
But the movies... They're just so smart. So the movies tie together.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They bring back so many side, like the amount of little side characters that they got to come back for this movie.
Like at that time though, when Iron Man came out and the end credit scene when he said we're starting the Avengers initiative,
it almost just felt like a tease that couldn't happen.
Like I felt like that was the end goal for them at that point. They were like, can we really make an Avengers movie?
I think they keep setting up new goalposts.
Yeah.
Like, at that point. Well, very first, it was like, can we make an Iron Man movie successful? Mm-hmm. Iron Man was not a popular comic book character before that movie. And then it was like, can we build up to an Avengers movie?
Yeah.
And then it was like, can we start introducing weird stuff like Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man and then do a second Avengers movie? And then obviously, it's like, can we build up to every character we've ever introduced
over
10 years meeting together?
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then can we make the biggest movie of fucking... history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just going to be like, all right, we've given you a bunch of characters you love that are going to get more movies. We're going to introduce you to more characters that you're probably going to love.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I just think Endgame is a very important movie.
It is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, it's an important movie.
Yeah.
There's no, I've never heard an opening night crowd go as wild. I don't know if your crowd
wild? Yeah, oh yeah.
My crowd was fucking bananas.
Except this guy next to me.
Oh yeah, you said it wasn't fun.
Well, it's just this guy, he's like late 20s, early 30s, whatever. Brings his dad to the movie.
Oh jeez.
His dad seems to know something about, like he's seen some of them. But then during the movie, he's like, he always leans over and he's asking like, oh, when was the last time we saw them? Or, oh, is that his original hammer? Or you know what I mean?
Annoying.
And
that's one of the things that
how is he stuck in the realm?
See, it's one of the reasons that I love.
And I'm like, you don't understand what movie you're at.
Yeah, you need to go into this movie with at least basic understanding of some of these characters.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I love buying opening night tickets for the Marvel movies is that 99% of the people there are such huge dorks for these movies that you're not going to have to worry about, like, assholes texting or, like...
Obviously,
there's going to be some anomalies. Like, it was probably nice. He's like, I'll take my dad to the movie opening night.
Yeah.
But most of the people, they're going to show up dressed as, like, Captain America, ready to fucking scream their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So many big moments, so many emotional payoffs. I cried.
I think from a technical standpoint, I just think it's one of the best movies ever made.
Okay.
Financially, obviously.
Well, obviously.
And technically.
I mean, it is tough to get all these things, make all these things work. But
could you imagine me and the Russos?
No, I know.
Directing 5 million.
I bet you could do like a pre-presidency, post-presidency picture of the Russo brothers now.
Yeah.
And they'd look aged.
Yeah,
like you do definitely. Like pre-back when they were just directing episodes of Community and they're probably like, this job's fun. And then after Endgame, they're probably like, I never want to make another movie again.
Yeah, I think they did announce that they're done with Marvel, right?
Yeah. They always say like for now,
but yeah.
They're probably like, I don't ever want to
touch
a movie of this size again.
I can't imagine.
Can you imagine the stress of making these movies back to back?
Well, they probably just treated it like one movie. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, they couldn't have because they made it very clear that, because originally it was called Infinity War Part 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Then they decided to not do that because they said they're very different movies. True. Which they are, especially in tone. Like,
yeah, definitely.
It's almost like Infinity War, even though it's fun at times, it almost has this very dire tone throughout.
Yes, exactly. But
then the first hour of Endgame retains that tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it gets to the crazy time travel stuff, it becomes this fun, wacky tone. But with because they've spent so much time on the weight of Infinity War. So, like, even though they're having fun at times, they're making jokes about Captain America's ass, you still know that the weight is there.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people, like, they complain about with the Marvel movies. They're like, oh, they're always joking, blah, blah, blah. It's like these characters having fun is why we like spending time with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when the shit goes down, we remember back to the times when we had fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, Tony Stark was, like, a serious, like, asshole all the time, like, we wouldn't want to hang out with Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I just think people are going to talk about this movie for...
Forever. I think it's probably going to be playing in theaters till at least July.
Like, I think it does go up there in the pantheon of Empire Strikes Back and
better than
Godfather Part 2 and 2001. Do I think it's better than 2001? They're very different movies. I think if Stanley Kubrick saw this movie, he'd probably, like, spit...
Probably blow his brains out.
I don't know. But it's a movie and it's out there and it's
long, but it doesn't feel long.
No, not at all.
It's a legitimately three-hour movie. Yeah. It does not feel long at all.
Yeah.
So it's true that you cheered when Tony Stark died, right?
No.
I did cry though. That's a sad.
I cried at Avengers Assemble.
Why? Well, I just like here's. But like, here's the thing: is like, there's so many big moments in this movie that, like, if you were to try the same things in almost any other movie, it would feel like dumb fan service. Mm-hmm. But this movie is the one movie.
Like, I'm just trying to think if Star Wars did
this. If like at the end of like Rise of Skywalker, if like every Force ghost of every Jedi we've ever met showed up and they were like,
exactly,
we're gonna fight, you'd be like.
But somehow Marvel can do it. Somehow Marvel figured out a way to make fan service very tasteful.
This is the one movie where, as Griffin Newman of Blank Check Podcast says, it pays out like a slot machine.
Mm.
Every the 22 movies beforehand, like you've earned all these payoffs.
Mm. I'm liking this Griffin guy. If anyone knows him, get him on the phone. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll let you talk about the Tick, Griffin. Just come on the podcast. But there's so many, like, the whole final battle, like, Cap using the hammer. Mm-hmm. Those are things in my head that, like, throughout the movies, like, people have said to me, like, oh, what if Cap did use the hammer? Or, like, mm-hmm. what if, like, when they fight Thanos, every hero charges at him at once? And I think in my head, that could be cool, but, like, I doubt they would do it.
That's like if Yoda shows back up
to fight. I'd be like, it'd be cool, but I doubt they could do it.
Right.
So, like, literally every single Marvel character I ever met in my lifetime started showing up on screen, I was like, holy fuck, they're doing it.
Yeah.
There's, like, same with when Cap used it, Mjolnir. I always pronounce that wrong. I was like, holy fuck, they're doing it.
Yeah.
That was a big cheer moment.
Mjolnir.
Or as Kat Dennings calls it, Mew Mew.
Where was she? She wasn't in it.
She should have been there. Even if she just showed up to make jokes.
So when did I cried at Avengers Assemble. I cried at the you know, I'm Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
Snap.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah. He says I am Iron Man?
Yeah. Or you go, I think he says I, and then there's a long pause and you know what he's gonna say. He pauses because Thanos says I am inevitable, and then he goes I, and then the camera slowly zooms in and then he says am Iron Man, and then it snaps. The crowd goes wild.
So I thought it was oh no, I think you're right,
because like they have that pause because you know what he's gonna say.
Because I'm trying to remember now, because I thought it was just a cut to the close up of him. And then it held on that close-up for a while, and then he says, I'm Iron Man, and then he snaps.
No.
No?
It's like a shot where you see him with the glove in his hand.
Yeah.
And he says, I, and then it slowly gets closer to him, and then it, like, perfectly frames the glove in his head, and he says, am Iron Man, mm-hmm. and then snap.
Okay.
And then, and the crowd goes fucking wild.
Yeah. Then there was, like, some in-between stuff.
It's all good.
Then it got to the funeral, cried there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then there's some more in-between stuff, and then we got to Cap, and then I cried at Cap.
The most perfect final shot that these movies, like, they could ever dream of is Cap and Peggy dancing.
Something they did that again, that's just, like, really corny anywhere else. Was the signatures at the end?
Oh yeah, for the OG Avengers.
Yeah, anywhere else in any other like movie, it would have been very corny for them to do that.
Yeah,
but in this, it just it just felt right.
It's so good. We got Professor Hulk. That is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
I think that went on a little too long. The Professor take Hulk? A selfie.
That's funny. That the scene. Dab thing.
Yeah,
a lot of people. I think the most divisive thing about this movie is the dab. A lot of people don't like the dab and the fact that Korg is playing Fortnite.
The Korg, yeah. I have some, but
sure. Korg and Meeks being alive,
mm-hmm.
Korg wearing a Hawaiian shirt, mm-hmm. and Meeks eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing about the entire movie. You would not believe that was my cheer moment is when it cut to Korg and Meeks on the couch.
Yeah, that was good. What was I going to say?
Like, I saw a Letterboxd review that said this movie lost a star because it had Fortnite. I'm like...
Well, so the Fortnite... Yeah, the Fortnite's rough.
I don't... What is... So what? It'd be the same as, like, movies from, like, 2004 that had been playing Halo. That's just the popular game.
But
it's... I don't think it's going to reflect poor... I don't believe in the thing where people are like, this is going to age badly. I don't watch old movies and be like, oh, they're using a flip phone. We don't have flip phones anymore. Like, that argument makes no sense to me.
I guess we'll just have to see. But it was a little cringy.
I didn't mind at all.
Yeah.
Because then Thor gets to yell at a child on Xbox Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Thor is divisive, but I think it's a very good arc.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
It's a great arc.
Yeah.
I just hope he cuts his hair again, because I love Ragnarok Thor.
Oh, yeah. No, he will.
Yeah, I hope so.
But they had to bring back OG Thor.
Well, it's a little more OG Thor plus size.
Yes, yes.
And someone pointed out, it's really cool that he doesn't have, like, a scene where he, like, shocks himself into shape for the final battle.
I thought that was going to happen.
I did, too, but it's almost cool. A lot of people say that, like, they appreciated that, like, just because he let himself go, mm-hmm. that didn't mean he was less of a... like a brave person,
mm-hmm.
like when he like just he didn't need to like get in shape and look good for the final battle. He could just be the way that he is for the final battle.
So Guardians 3,
we're gonna have Thor.
Now, someone I didn't notice this, but someone who I work with said that Gamora didn't go with them.
No, you see Peter looking at a screen that says like searching for Gamora.
See, I didn't notice that.
That was my theory all along, is that Guardians 3 was going to be like, instead of like Star Trek, the search for Spock, it's mm-hmm. the search for Gamora.
But she's still dead in this timeline.
No, the Gamora is still here.
No.
Okay, let me explain to you.
Let me explain something to you.
They explain in the movie how this time travel doesn't work like other time travel.
Yes, I understand that, but the Gamora in this timeline...
is dead.
Yes.
But the 2014 Gamora is in this timeline now. She's in this timeline now.
Yes, but it's not the same Gamora.
Yeah, but the whole thing is he's probably going to try to find her because he probably knows eventually this Gamora will fall in love
with
her.
But she was in the battle.
Yeah.
So do we know...
She probably ran off.
We just don't know what happened to her. Yeah. Okay.
Like, everyone... Like I was thinking, the Captain America thing makes sense because... Here's the thing. This is how it makes sense.
Sure.
He stayed in that time period with Peggy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With Peggy. And he,
which is in the past.
And a lot of it's technically not the past. It's a different timeline. They make that clear that it's not the. They make it clear most time travel movies. It's like there's one room.
Yeah.
And you're either going further this way in that room to go in the future, or further that way. So everything you do in that room is still going to happen in that room. They make it clear that when they're going off, they're going into separate rooms that look identical, but it's its own room instead of directly affecting that first room. That's what they say.
I don't know.
Because they're like, oh, I thought the rules of time travel were like, you don't look at yourself in the past or whatever. And then like, they're like, he's like, no, that's not how it works at all.
Yeah, they did that.
I read an interview actually with the writers who said they talked to a physicist about the logistics of time travel. And he said, yes, he's like, that's how, if time travel were scientifically like a thing, that's how it would work. It wouldn't be like a straight thing. Like if you fart in the past. Like if you fart on your grandma in the past, in the future she's not going to be like, why'd you fart on me 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. All right, but then how does he get okay, back?
Well, here's the cool thing I heard about. It's like Peggy talks about in like Winter Soldier, like in the behind the scenes, or in that like video at the museum and stuff, how she had a husband. We never see him. Her husband, in reality we have now, was actually Cap that went back in time after Endgame, but was her husband in secret. But the Captain America that already existed still did everything with the Avengers. So in the current timeline of Endgame, that reality, you would have to think that Captain America in every reality is going to do the same thing. He's going to come back. So it's like a never-ending thing.
Yeah, but what you're saying, if they're in a different timeline, then he would not be in the same timeline as the one he just left.
Well, then you would think then the Cap from another time, because you got to think Cap's doing. There's no way Cap's not going to do this in every timeline where these same events happen, where he's going to go back to another timeline's Peggy, which that means that in every timeline there's two Caps. There's a Cap that exists already, going to help the Avengers, and then there's already going to be the Cap who's going to grow old with Peggy and show up on that bench,
right?
And then the younger Cap that already exists in that timeline, who doesn't know about the older Cap, is going to go back to another timeline to be with Peggy.
Right.
So in every reality, Cap gets to be with Peggy, but it's not the same Peggy. It's a Peggy in a different timeline.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's still beautiful nonetheless.
They followed the rules of their own making, like kind of up until that point. But it's okay.
Makes sense to me.
It's okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. Great movie. I don't know. Anything else?
Great movie. Hell Hydra. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Ant-Man, just being Ant-Man. Paul Rudd is great.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd hanging with the biggins, you know? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought there'd be a day where Paul Rudd would be hanging out with the Avengers?
Yeah. Big guy.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Corgan Meeks are back.
Yeah.
I love Corgan Meeks so much.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Corgan
Meeks were in the final battle.
Sure. Yeah. They were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's great.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck was.
Yeah.
Everybody was there. Ravager ships.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel gets to kick ass in this movie.
That's true.
And they use her perfectly, because they know that she's so powerful that having her for the whole movie really wouldn't have worked. So they almost execute her just perfectly. Which, a character who literally just her presence alone got applause from my audience.
Yeah.
They literally, just her showing up at the beginning to save Tony, it was like...
Oh. No, I didn't get that part.
Oh, my audience was fucking hyped. Yeah. Also, R.I.P. Black Widow, but she's getting a movie, so
right.
It's gonna be a prequel.
Yeah, definitely.
But R.I.P.
Okay, that's all I got.
Also, Hawkeye, good. That's all I got.
Okay. We're in the end game. We're past the end game. Yeah. Where the end game's done.
Yeah, go watch Hitch.